everybody, and welcome to a new episode of the Unscripted Pulpit. Super glad to be back with you all, those that might have listened to the little episode we put out last night, giving you all the rundown of what's going on. But that's the past, and we are back in business. I am joined here by the phenomenal, the best co-host anybody could ever want, and the only person that can really put up with my bullcrap all the time, Mr. Jeremiah. How are we tonight, Mr. Cadell?
We're doing pretty good, Brother Austin. I'm very glad we're back up and running again. The Lord knows we've had our issues with the software and Facebook and everything. I'm just thankful to be here.
That's my thoughts exactly. So before we get too in-depth on some stuff, just as always, we have some housekeeping that we try to tend to beforehand so we don't have to worry about it later. So we are not in studio together this evening, doing everything virtually by call-in and stuff. So here's some audio changes, some different stuff. We've not actually done this yet with our new setup. So it's operator error. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm trying my best to make it work. So if y'all hear some flawed audio or it's muffled, just turn your volume up. I may be a little louder than Jeremiah is or vice versa. But we'll get the kinks worked out. And unfortunately, it's one of those things. It's hard to really figure how your sound works because we don't have live sound. So I can't hear how I sound. I can only hear how Jeremiah sounds, and Jeremiah can hear how I sound, but I can't fix everything with all the sound sliders and everything else. So I'm trying to monitor my voice rate because I have to have everything kind of turned up a little bit. So I'm watching the little voice monitor here to make sure that I don't get too high, that I'm staying, you know, reasonably. And some microphone, excuse me. Done some microphone changes, different stuff of that nature. So, trying to bring y'all a good show. That's our, you know, we're supposed to bring our best before the Lord and our ministry through, you know, the Unscripted Pulpit and Pen and Praise. We want to make sure that we offer everything the best of our ability. But that's hoping that we have no issues with that. Excuse me, I've been a little congested, so if you hear me clearing throat and taking a sneeze break, I'll try to mute myself, but no promises I'll catch it. But y'all remember our website, www.theunscriptedpulpit.com. As Jeremiah mentioned there, and if you listen to our Where's Waldo podcast, which should be either the last episode or the one prior, we had to create some our new social media stuff. Y'all can go back and listen to that. I'm not going to reiterate and repeat myself on that. But long story short, our Facebook has been updated and changed. We are no longer the old name. I'm not even going to mention it. It was very confusing if you ask me. Now you can just go to Facebook and look up The Pulpit. Pulpit spelled P-U-L-E-I-T. So The Pulpit. Facebook and Meta does not allow the words like unofficial, official, unscripted, scripted, anything that adds certain goes against their regulations. But all of our stuff is branded. That's something very important that we want to make sure everybody knows. All of our stuff will have our logo on it. We worked hard on these logos, come up with a couple of them. And we have three logos. You can find those on our website, but a brief description. One of them has both the Unscripted Pulpit and Pen and Praise on it. It's like I said, it's on the very front page of our website, as well as our primary logo, which you all, if you're listening to this on any of the streaming platforms, you're more than likely seeing this logo. And it says The Unscripted Pulpit, and then it says Jeremiah's name and my name below it. And then Sarah's Pen and Praise logo which you can find it as well as on our website. So if you see anything that's out of the customary that you don't think is us, if it does not have our logos on it, then more than likely it's not. And I actually got told today, I'll tell you the best way to tell. Jeremiah, you'll get a crack. Well, you might get a crack out of this. I know Sarah would get a good laugh out of it. I was told today that the number one way people know what if it's ours or not is the grammatical mistakes, because I do not do commas and I do not do periods. So that's the highlight of that. So you'll know it's us if there's no commas or periods. But we'll try to get better at grammar. I never liked English. Jeremiah, did you like English in school?
No, they didn't like me either. That's
Well,
okay.
I'm glad I'm not the only one. But well, I think, let's see. I've got some stuff we're going to cover, but just for the sake of giving equal opportunity, Jeremiah, give us something. What you got? You got anything? Tell us something.
Okay. Well, it's great to be here tonight, and Austin covered all of it. Especially our housekeeping. So today I was home by myself, unstructured, unsupervised, usually not
Uh-oh.
very good. Yeah, especially if you ask my wife. But I had a stump in my yard that I have avoided like the plague, and I have needed to get rid of this stump because it is always in the way when I mow. I got to mow around it, weeded around it, and a lot of people know that if you've got a stump growing in your yard, chances are you've got poison ivy or poison oak growing around it. I don't know about you, but I'm highly allergic to both of them, and usually once a season I get into something, poison ivy or poison oak one, and I've got to go to the doctor, get a prednisone shot, and all kinds of stuff, and it's just not fun. So today, before I went into work, I began to work on that stump. So I went and got me a shovel and started cleaning around it to put dirt around the stump before I burned it, because I didn't want to catch the yard on fire. And while I was doing this, God reminded me of two sets of scriptures. Ain't it funny how God works sometimes, that or all the time, I should say. When he begins to pour out into us, he reminds us of stories we've heard and verses we've heard and different things, and it's real life application. You know, a lot of times you'll sit under a pastor or a preacher, and they'll get up to preach, and sometimes you won't even know what they're talking about or where they're going. But then later that week, later that month, or later that year, you run across something, you're like, okay, that's what that guy was talking about. But in Job chapter 14, verse 7, it says, "For there is hope for a tree if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and its tender shoots will not cease." And that was the first verse that he laid on my heart. See, we all know that anytime you cut down a tree, if you don't take the stump and clean out the roots, that tree can grow back again. Sometimes it's a lot more often than not, when that tree grows back, it's stronger and sturdier than the one before it. And trees in themselves, they can take anywhere from 10 years to 100 years to grow. If with the right attention, a tree can grow and grow and grow and tall, go tall, big. And if you're like my mom, when I was growing up, she loved trees in the yard. My dad hated them because he had to mow. She didn't mow. But my dad did, and he hated the trees in the yard. And he told me when I was younger that whenever we were, trimming a tree out of the yard, you had to take the stump and the roots out, because if you didn't, a new tree would grow in its place. And in that verse, it talks about that even when it's cut down, a tree can regenerate with new growth. Just like we can. We can regenerate with new growth with God. Sometimes He cuts us down and we don't understand the circumstance or why God has done it. But the reason, a lot of times we don't understand. And I feel like God was showing me today that, I've been, I Austin can tell you, we can both tell you that there have been many times in both of our walks where we have reached out to one another and we feel like we've just been cut down to the very roots. And it feels like God has started to take up the stump. But the rejuvenation, the regenerative new growth that happens when he cuts us down, it makes us stronger. It makes us better. And another part of scripture that rung out to me whenever I was doing this, because I don't know how many of you all have went to work on a stump trying to get it to burn. You've got the stump itself, but you've got to start a fire on that stump within around that stump to get it to burning. And let me tell you something. Today, I think I spent 3 hours in this yard trying to get this stump to burn because I don't know where a lot of you are listening, but here in Corbin, we got some rain this past weekend, and it rained and rained and rained and rained, and that stump was still wet. So I began to work on that stump, began to try to get it burning, tried everything. I tried gas. I tried some stuff I probably shouldn't put on the fire. But it took a while to get that fire burning. And whenever I was getting ready to leave for work, I was like, I need to put that out. Because, I mean, the wind could blow and that fire could blow somewhere else. And this is where that scripture comes from. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I won't take up too much time, but chapter 1, verses 6 through 14 in the King James Version. In the 6th verse of 2 Timothy 1, it says, "Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." And in those two verses, God is he's speaking life into us. He's telling us that, you know, we need to stir up the gift that he's given us, and he has given us that through his hands. And we don't have to fear what's going to happen next, because God hasn't given us that spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And in verse 8 it says, Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Now, this is where it gets even better. Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Now, this is where it comes to me and you, Austin. It says in verse 11, "Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles." Now, where we have been appointed, Austin, and our many, hopefully many of our other ministers that may be listening tonight with us, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of what God has called me to be. And for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which it was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwells in us. We got to fan that fire, folks. God has given us that fire. He has given us the gift. He has crafted it with his own hands. And he is calling to us all, ministers, Christians, every one of us that's listening on this podcast tonight, he has called us to fan the fire that is within us. If we can fan that fire that God has given us, he will pour out all kinds of blessings on each and every soul. And just like me, whenever I was working with that stump today, I got to the point to where I was scratching my head trying to figure out what I could do to ignite that fire, but God has already given us that fire. We need to fan it. We need to be using it because God has ordained that we use it. Just like He ordained myself in Austin to be ministers of Him, of His calling, you got to fan that fire. Even whenever things are coming against you, even when you feel like you can't go on any longer, you got to keep fanning that flame because God has a purpose for each and every one of us that are listening here tonight. And if you're not saved, I highly encourage you to listen to this next part. See, God sent His only begotten Son to die on a cross for our sins. He did that before you and I ever existed or even thought about or anything. Before we were even a twinkling in our parents' eyes, He sent His Son to die on the cross for your sins, my sins, Austin's sins, all of us. And you have a fire too. It's not just me and Austin. We all have a fire with God. There's unlimited gifts that God can give to you, but you have to be the one to set yourself apart to fan that flame that God has instilled in you. I can't do it for you. Austin can't do it for you. The preacher at your church can't do it for you. You have to be the one to do it. The preacher can do all the preaching from the pulpit and preach the paint off the walls, but if you don't do something yourself, it's all for naught. You have to be the one to say, I'm going to be the one that stands up in my family. I'm going to be the one to go on church on Sunday. Let me tell you why you need to be the one, because your family's going to notice. They're going to notice the change in you, and they're going to realize that that change started when you started going to church. Whenever you started handing over your life to God, they're going to see that change in you, and they're going to want some of that. And I don't know how many times I have told this to people, but for some weird reason, I don't know why this is, but for some weird reason, people think that they are the only ones being attacked by the devil. They're the only ones. The preacher gets attacked every day. The pastor gets attacked every second of every day. If you're doing a work for God and you have been called to do something, the devil's going to fight you for it because he sees a treasure within you that he thinks he deserves. And he don't deserve nothing. He don't deserve a second look, a second thought, nothing. I ask all of you that are listening tonight, whether you be saved, and I pray that you are, but if you're not, I want you to know that you have a Heavenly Father that loves you. You have a Heavenly Father that loves you and wants to instill a work in you. But you have to be the one to do it. You have to step out of that aisle. No matter what you're going through, let me tell you, be the first one to tell you that God has never done me wrong. He has never, ever done me wrong. I may have felt wronged at a time or two, but it wasn't God. It was God putting me back on the path again, because it's so easy for us to get off the path. But I want to tell you, folks, if you're saved and you're going through a battle and you don't know if you can stand out any longer, hold on just a little bit longer. Fight that battle a little bit longer. There's a gift in you. There's a fire in you that needs fanned, and you can do it. There have been so many times in my life where I have felt like I was completely alone, but there was God. There have been so many times whenever I have barely had enough money to put gas in my car, but there was God. There have been so many times in my life where I felt like I was completely alone, and my ship was out at sea, and I was the ship had been capsized, and I was floating away on a piece of wood, but there was God. There's hope in God. There's peace in God. If you can hold on to that and reach out to your brothers and sisters, chances are they're fighting the same battle or have fought that battle. That's why God tells us to assemble ourselves together, because there are battles that we face that we think we're the only one facing them, and we pick up the phone and call somebody, they're going through the same thing. I don't know how many times me and Austin have had that. We have just felt so burdened down, so completely devastated by what was going on in our lives that we just didn't know what to do. But there was God. There's hope. I just pray that each and every person listening here tonight realizes that there's going to be battles. There's going to be fights. God has called you for a work. If you're saved, I pray that you keep on praying. You keep on pressing on. And if you're not saved, I pray that you know God's love and that you come to Him, that you get down on your knees and you admit your sins to God. You believe that He sent His only begotten Son to die on a cross for all of humanity. And you accept Him into your heart to feel that love and that peace, just like that stump I was telling you about. That stump, I'm telling you, it took all day to get it started. When I got home tonight at about 8 o'clock, the fire was burned. I'd done all that work and all I could get was smoke. But at the end of the day, that wood and stuff had to sit there. It had to smoke before the fire would kick in. And once that fire kicked in, I'm sitting outside watching this fire and knowing that fire that's burning right now is the same fire that's burning in my heart for God. I hope that something, whether it's me tonight or Austin, to God be the glory. But I pray this over every single person tonight. And I'd like to finish in prayer tonight. And I'm going to turn it over to Austin here in just a moment. But Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for the testimony of myself. I want to thank you for the trials. I want to thank you for everything you have done for me in my life, God. I pray that someone listening here tonight that is not saved find peace and joy and service in your kingdom, Lord. I want to thank you for each and every person that's listening here tonight. And I just ask that your spirit cover them and soak them, and it ignites a fire in their heart for you, God. I thank you for all the battles. I thank you for every battle I've ever had to face. And every affliction, God, I just ask that you bless each and every person listening to this podcast tonight. And we'll forever praise your name. Amen. Brother Austin.
Well, you done tore that up, son. I couldn't even follow that if I had to. But I'm going to go a different direction than what I was originally thinking. Let's see here.
That's what we're supposed to get fired up, buddy.
Do what?
Supposed to get fired up, buddy.
Oh, I'm telling you. Let's see here. I was aiming to go one way, but the thought came to my mind of something else. Let's see. Give me just a minute, y'all. I'm trying to figure some stuff out here. Let me make sure I've got what I'm looking for.
Whew. How about you? I got chill bumps on me, buddy.
Well, I've been singing that. I've been, singing this song today. I've had this song thought about it a little bit. It was on when I went to work this morning, and it's so my car. It's funny how this works. My car, my phone does not automatically connect to my car all the time. I have to go in and actually connect it. But this morning, it started connecting, and the song cut this particular song come on. I've heard it a couple different times, and so I started kind of, looking and reading it. It's going to be one of the things I was going to try to really study out and come up with a good 3 or 4 points on and everything else. But since you went there, I was originally going to, and we may still do it. Y'all know how we are. We're unscripted. We don't make any plans for anything. So, it may, we'll shake it and see what cuts loose. But the thought that from what you've had to say that comes to mind and goes right in accordance to what you've had to say is it's titled Jeremiah's Complaint. That's kind of what I've gave the title to this as. But I strongly recommend you read it for yourself, but I'll briefly read it here and cover over a few things. And it goes correspondingly, I mean, it goes perfect with what Brother Jeremiah. We're going to be talking about two Jeremiahs here. We got our Jeremiah in the flesh, and we got the Bible Jeremiah, so don't get confused here. But Bible Jeremiah perfectly goes along with what our co-host here, Jeremiah, had to say. But in Jeremiah chapter 20, starting in verse 7, O Lord, thou hast deceived me, and I was deceived. Thou art stronger than I, and hast prevailed. I am derision daily. I think that's how you say that. Everyone mocked me than I, and I hast prevailed. Let's see. Hold on. Let me restart that. I'm sorry. Where was it? Oh, verse 8. Sorry, I finished that one. Everyone mocketh me. For since I spake, I cried out. I cried violence and spoil, because the word of the Lord was made a reproach unto me, and I think that's derision. Derision. Derision daily. I don't claim to be good at reading, y'all, so overlook me. And derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary from forbearing, I could not stay. Ideally here, to put this into layman's terms, Jeremiah had come to the point where he said, Lord, you deceive me, you've done me wrong. I've been out here, I've been out here preaching. Jeremiah preached in the valley of the sons of it's Hinnom. I'm gonna call it Hinnom, Hinnom. Which is known as the center of, idolatry in the city. He preached in the temple, in the center of, the holy place. The temple's you can't get no holier than the temple, fleshly speaking. But both places were places of false worship. And Jeremiah got down on it, and he pretty much said, Lord, you've deceived me, you've done me wrong. I've been out here preaching faithfully, but where have you been at? I've been out here doing what you told me to do, but where you been at? And Jeremiah in the Bible has done what Austin and Jeremiah in the flesh has done a lot. We've said, you know what? I've been out here doing what you want me to do. You've left me hanging. I'm not going to speak about you. I'm not going to think about you. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to be done. And I would th well, I would say Jeremiah has been that, or Jeremiah has been that way, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I figured, so I don't want to speak out of context here, but he Jeremiah said that, you've left me, you left me hanging. You left, Jeremiah felt left alone. And there's been many times in this world that I've left felt left alone. I could be in a crowd of 100 and feel like nobody's around. And I'm gonna be honest with y'all, the past few weeks of fighting and trying to keep the unscripted pulpit alive, I was like Jeremiah here. I'd sent a text one evening to both Sarah and Jeremiah, and I said, "Listen, y'all, I think I'm done." Because I felt so let down because we had put a lot of work into it. The very first episode we ever put out, we recorded for probably 2 or 3 hours, and then it all got deleted. We lost it all. So I was kind of at the point where I was aggravated and I was mad. But in my mind, I felt like, you know what? God gave us this, and then he left us alone. Now we've ran into problems. What are we going to do? But then you get down there, let me find it right here in verse number 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. Yeah, that's Jeremiah. He was saying, I'm done with you. You left me hanging. I'm not going to mention you. I'm not going to tell nobody about you. I'm not going to speak anymore on Jesus, on the Lord. I'm not going to speak about this no more. But then, separation of a period comes the next sentence in verse number 9. But his words was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary from forbearing, and I could not stay. Now, let me double check before I say what I think I want to say. Let me make sure. Okay, I'm correct. I thought I was. Jeremiah got weary. He didn't get weary from feeling left alone. He got weary from not doing God's work.
Yes.
He got tired of holding a grudge. He got upset with himself. So his emotions changed from being, he went from one way to another. And then I like that bottom part. But his words was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. It's just like a tree stump. You know,
Yep.
that tree stump stay hot for a while. I talked to
Yep.
Jeremiah, I talked to our Jeremiah this morning, early, and he was out there working on that tree stump. And that thing set on fire 2, 3 hours ago, if not more. But ultimately, that tree stump is still hot, I'm for certain of. I am for certain that it would still be hot. But the thought here that I really like is that, we get mad and we get tore up and we get aggravated about stuff. But there was a point in my life where I had got just really disheartened and just down bad. And I kind of felt like I just kind of felt like I was mad, I was aggravated, and I said, you know what? I'm not gonna go to church no more. I'm not going to do my job as a Christian and tell people about Christ, because why would I sit here and tell somebody about a man who done me so wrong? But he didn't do me wrong. He had a better plan. He had something else going on. He had a reason for what he done. But just as the simple words, Jeremiah here said, I couldn't do it. His words was in my heart as a burning fire, shut up in my bones. And I think that's a pretty cool thing. But that's a good thought. Brother Jeremiah had to step away there. Kind of a shorter episode today. But I like the way that it went. I like the direction that it went. I think it'll be it was a blessing to me. Brother Jeremiah is phenomenal at life application. He can take something that a lot of people don't understand and he just figures something out and makes it work. I hope that the things that have been said on this episode were a blessing to you. I hope that everything we do is a blessing ultimately. But for that, we thank you for listening. We hope that you have a wonderful, whatever time of day it is for you. Remember to check us out on Facebook at The Pulpit. We're actually currently doing a drawing. Let's see, right now it is September 30th, 2025. Our first 100 followers on Facebook will be entered into a drawing for a $100 Visa gift card. We will mail that to you wherever you live at. If you aren't local, you can't meet us to get it. We will mail it to you. We will announce that when we reach our first 100 followers. But be sure to go on Facebook, share us, like us, follow us, help us spread the word. The Bible says to go into the highways and the byways, and we have chose social media because it's a filthy place anyways. Needs a little bit of Jesus. So, but be sure to go on there, give us a like, a follow. We would greatly appreciate it. The more of a following we get, the more fun stuff we do, as well as we'll be able to get more people on the show. We currently, right now, are allowing people on the show. If you want to be on the show, we posted on Facebook that we are recording live with. That's actually how Brother Jeremiah got on this evening. And he got on. He's actually joining us back right now. But that's how Brother Jeremiah got on this evening. He called in. He wasn't able to come over this evening, being a little later. So, but he called in, and even when he calls in, if you want to call in, you can call in. We're down to discuss just about anything. We don't have very many things that we won't discuss when it comes to God and what He's done for us. And if you have questions on some stuff, we'll be more than happy to answer those. We have a contact form on our website. If you go to theunscriptedpulpit.com and you go to the news and press release, you can get on there and fill out a form, name, phone number, email, that kind of stuff. And then we can actually set up an appointment. If you don't want to call in, live, we can actually set up a time to record with you if you want to be on the show. This isn't just our ministry. This is everybody's ministry. If you got something to say about God, we want to hear it. Excuse me. We really want to hear testimonies. We love testimonies, don't we, Jeremiah? We absolutely
Absolutely.
love them.
Yeah, you gotta testify what the Lord's done for you in your life, your walk.
We love them. So if you want to share your testimony, pray about it. I tell everybody, no matter what you're going to do, approach it with prayer. We
That's
don't want
right.
no part of it if God ain't in the center of it. So, but we'd be more than happy to get you on the show. Again, we thank you for listening this evening. It has been a great honor and privilege to be able to say we recorded another episode after some of the struggles we've had. Our prayer is one simple thing, that if you know Christ in the free pardon of sin, that you ultimately find a blessing or a help in what we have to say. But if you do not know Christ in the free pardon of sin, meaning you have not asked him into your life and sought his forgiveness, our ultimate prayer is that you would find an altar, whether that be the middle of your living room floor, whether that be in your car driving down the road, in your bedroom, or in an altar in a church house, or even in your pew in a church house. Our prayer would be that you would come to know Christ and see how wonderful he is. Hell is real, heaven is real. We have a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The Bible says that hell widens its gates every day. The pathway to hell is getting wider and wider, but the straight and narrow that leads to salvation in Christ is smaller and smaller. More people will find themselves in hell than what will find themselves in heaven, unfortunately, with the day and age that we are in. So our prayer is that if you do not know Christ, that you will come to know him, find out what this is all about. He is a fix-it kind of man. He's my best friend. If it wasn't for him, I would probably be nothing more than an obituary on a funeral home website. But he's been good to me. I know he's been good to you. I know he's been good to Jeremiah and Sarah. So I've got to experience their life from a third party, but I know that he's been good to them, and he's been good to us as friends. He's been good to our ministry. So, like I said, if you don't know him and you want to know him, maybe you don't know how, give us a call, morning, night, or day. This phone rings. I'll be more than happy to answer it. We'll throw Jeremiah on there too, and we'll talk anything out with you. But again, we thank you for listening. Check us out on Facebook. All the different places to listen can be found on our website. Check out our website, Pen and Praises, on there. That's a phenomenal piece of work from Sister Sarah, as well as all the other stuff that we have to offer on there. We appreciate you listening. If, like I said, you want to join on the show, feel free. But hopefully we will be back with you here soon with another new episode. But for tonight, we thank you for joining us. Our prayer and our motto, always remember to walk with Jesus.